The Czech Republic is Europe's top toy distributor, exporting more than 50 billion crowns worth of toys annually, according to a new study by UniCredit Bank. Lego, Playmobil and similar plastic toy sets account for two-thirds of that, though the country is also churning out various miniature sets and dolls. Along with neighbouring Slovakia, the Czech Republic has been the fastest-growing toy exporter in the European Union since 2004. Kennedy asked UniCredit Bank senior economist Patrick Rozumberski how and when this country became the top exporter.
The Czech Republic took over this leader position in the European market in terms of export of toys from Germany in 2012, mainly because of shift of production of Lego toys to the Czech Republic from Western countries. We mainly the home country of Lego toys, Denmark.
But even without Lego, Czechs would still be the second biggest toy exporters. Do you have a rough breakdown of how much are Czech-made products or just assembled here?
I don't have the detailed figures. But in the structure of exports, I can say that especially construction sets or toy blocks from plastics, dolls and miniature models play the biggest role in total toy exports from the Czech Republic.
And those sets, those plastic kits that you mentioned, most of those parts are typically made somewhere else, but then assembled and packaged and distributed from the Czech Republic, is that correct?
I think that most of these plastics toys come from the Lego toys manufactured in the Czech Republic, and the lesser part comes from toys which have their origin in the Czech Republic.
Right. So okay. From the study, it says that only four EU countries export more toys than they import, and three of them are in Central Europe, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and the fourth is Malta. To your knowledge, does this stem from relatively cheaper labor costs here, from the relocation of companies such as Lego to this area, or is there an especially strong manufacturing or toy-making tradition?
I think it's a combination of both. It's about a tradition of toy manufacturing in the Central and Eastern Europe, and of course the effect of cheap labor force and the resulting move of production from the Western countries. Maybe the most interesting thing, I think, that the annual volume of exports per person amounted to almost 200 euros. So it is the second position in the European Union after Malta. So it's a very good position.
Quite a big part of the economy here. And do you see it growing, or has it reached a kind of saturation point?
I think the market toys seems to be quite saturated. We have seen the exports compared to the 2005 level to be on the decline in the last, I think, 1 or 2 years.